This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 9 people were killed and more than 1,000 injured Wednesday by a powerful earthquake in Taiwan that damaged dozens of buildings and prompted tsunami warnings as far as Japan and the Philippines before being lifted. Dozens of people were believed safe but unreachable in areas cut off by massive landslides triggered by the quake, many in tunnels that cut through the mountains that bisect the island from north to south. Officials said the quake was the strongest to shake the island in 25 years, while warning of more tremors in the days ahead. U.S. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are scheduled to speak for the first time since last month amid growing frustration of Israel's handling of the Gaza war. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A U.S. official says the call will come Thursday after an Israeli airstrike that killed 7 aid workers.
He's outraged. He's heartbroken.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre and National Security Spokesman John Kirby say while Israel has the right to defend itself against Hamas,
as a modern military and a democracy, they have obligations to the innocent people of Gaza. And they have not always met those obligations.
The two leaders last spoke more than 2 weeks ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel on Wednesday said it regrets foreign aid workers were killed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza, a government spokesperson said.
We are looking into everything possible to make sure that this won't happen again.
The strike late Monday hit a convoy of 3 vehicles and killed 7 staff of the aid group World Central Kitchen, including citizens of Australia, Britain, and Poland, a dual citizen of the United States and Canada, as well as a Palestinian colleague who was buried at his home. This is